Good afternoon and welcome to the CFRU news update for Wednesday, March 18th, 2020. I am your host for today's said news update, Scotty Hertz. I'm normally the host of a show when everything is relatively normal that runs every Thursday from 5 p.m. to 6 called Open Sources Guelph. I co-host with Guelph Politico himself, Adam A. Donaldson, who has been reporting in here over the past couple of days from his remote location, because at this point, everything is working, for the most part, on a remote location with a couple of exceptions. We are running CFRU here with a skeleton crew, and it's going quite well. I hope you've been enjoying your, if you can, your social distancing. I was going to say social isolation, but social distancing to the best of your ability. I've heard some fantastic stuff over the course of the day here on the station. And in particular, I really enjoyed Jenny Mitchell's show at noon, which I think we'll be playing at noon on a regular basis. She is interviewing people not just in and from Guelph, but around the world. The show has expanded to around the world, and she is getting insights from people who are experiencing this, because we are experiencing this on a global scale, as you all well know. So good afternoon. As I said yesterday, because it's St. Patrick's Day, I'm going to keep saying it. Slán shabhá to you, to your good health. Let's hope everybody is staying well, considering the COVID-19 situation. And I'm just going to reiterate, like I have every day since I started this show, everyone just has to stay as calm as possible. I know it's difficult. It is really hard. I've seen a lot of people that have been on the edge, teetering on that brink of, you know, that moment. You see it in children when they're about to cry. It's hard. It's really hard. But we need to do our best. And people are doing their best, I believe, so far, in terms of keeping things together. Some of the latest updates from town. If you've tried to call Telehealth Ontario, you may have noticed that the wait times have been very, very long. The timing that I heard was possibly up to upwards of a four-hour hold. Christine Elliott, Health Minister, said today that they are introducing another 300 lines to open that up a bit. There is a lot of information out there, but we want you to get good and accurate information. And to me, so far, at least in this area, the best that I've seen is coming from Wellington, Dufferin, Guelph Public Health. You can find information there at wdgpublichealth.ca. They also have a phone number, which is being looked after from 9 to 4 p.m. And I would hazard a guess that it's possible that those phone lines are rather busy as well, but there's all sorts of details online as to what to do or what you can do. 1-800-265-7293, extension 7006, and that's from 9 to 4 on any day. Or sorry, I think it's from Monday to Friday at present. But patients, like that old saying Granny used to say, is a virtue. But there is... You should be able to find information if you're looking for it. But if you're in social distancing or even in isolation at home, there's a couple of things out there too in terms of social distancing, but also being isolated at home and how to do that properly. Because particularly if you live in a smaller dwelling, there are certain things that you need to do to keep yourself away from the other people that you live with so they don't catch anything as well, in particular your pets, which is something I didn't think of. And of course, straightforward things like not sharing dishes. If the person who has COVID-19 or is isolating due to COVID-19 is, out and about, because of course you need to do certain things around your home. You should wear a mask and gloves recommended. And of course, keeping your distance and sanitizing regularly surfaces that person might have touched, and of course washing your hands. And this may seem like a rerun because this is the third time we've done this new show, but I'm going to just give those hot tips off the top because I've been doing that regularly. So I'm going to call this a regular segment, which is hygiene. Washing your hands often with soap and water or using an alcohol-based sanitizer, although it's recommended soap and water is the best. The 20-second timeline, pick your favorite song, wash your hands, keep your hands away from your eyes, nose, and mouth, especially with unwashed hands, but just trying not to touch your face. It is so hard. Avoiding close contact with people who are ill, which can be difficult if you live with them, but you need to take certain measures. And stay home, of course, if you are ill. Even if you do, I mean, even if it isn't a COVID-related, just stay home, please, as best you can. Cover your mouth when you sneeze, with the tissues, use tissues, and of course, clean and disinfect frequently things that you touch, which is pretty much everything, the phone, computer, door handles. And I mentioned about self-isolation. Please isolate yourself, wear a mask. You don't need to wear a mask if you're healthy, but at this point, I think I see a lot of masks out there. I also see a lot of people that seem to be behaving. I mean, as I said, not to panic, but there's a lot of people just like, I'm just kind of walking around. Like, no, you have to sort of pay a bit more attention. Just in, I saw before airtime that Mattamy Homes, and this is actually from somebody I know that works construction, says that Mattamy Homes has halted construction. I noticed this morning on the way to work, my work, and I happen to work here, that the condominium on Wyndham Street, which was bustling, like busy over the past, the prior couple of weeks, a continuous stream of dump trucks, among other things, that was not active this morning when I walked here. I don't know, they're probably just doing a bare minimum, but that has stalled as well. And even though the students on campus are getting out of the residences, the University of Guelph is, I wanted to say technically still open. Officially, it is still open. There are still people here that are doing certain functions that need to be done. But whether that is going to change remains to be seen. There hasn't been an announcement yet. I'm not going to speculate either way as to whether there's going to be an announcement or not. But in terms of announcements today, a couple of big ones. Doug Ford was back giving another press conference, and he had thanked people who are, the frontline workers, flattening the curve, that kind of thing, and also thanked Prime Minister Trudeau for closing the border to non-essential travel. But also, they're having a coordinated response, and I assume that's with the municipalities as well, and I will get to that in a few minutes when I connect with Mayor Cam Guthrie. So Ford was also saying that they're hoping to increase the amount of tests per day. It sounds like currently there's 2,000 getting done in Ontario. The goal is 5,000 tests, and there will be more aid coming from the province in the coming days. I think they're kind of holding off on their they're going to do a fiscal statement. The budget was on its way, but the fiscal statement is coming. And they're going to outline, obviously it's going to be like we'll call it a special budget, I guess, to try and outline how they're going to align with the federal initiatives, the provincial initiatives. And considering how things were going beforehand, everybody working in tandem is a good thing. Justin Trudeau, if you saw this morning, had announced a $82 billion aid package to help Canadians and Canadian business. There's a plethora of things, $27 billion in supports directly to people and $55 billion for business. And it sounds like Parliament is going to be recalled next week to pass this legislation, or at least try to, but I'm fairly sure it will by the sounds of it. There are Child Canada benefit payment boosts, I guess, care benefits for people. Sounds like it's up to $900 for 15 weeks. And emergency support benefits for workers who aren't eligible for EI and who are going to be unemployed. So this is going to cover those that are essentially falling through the cracks, because the crack is a bit of a chasm these days. Interest-free reprieve on student loan payments. The homeless care program be doubled. Your taxes, yay, will be delayed in filing till June 1st, which is totally understandable. And there'll be some other deferrals, and $305 million for a new Indigenous Community Support Fund, which will help the First Nations, Inuit, and Métis Nation communities. The, not our. That was a slip on my part. So a whole slew of things. I could go on and on. Bill Morneau was on, and he called the pandemic profound. Well, that's probably goes without saying. And if you wanted information about applying for the benefits, You can visit the, I think you're going to need a CRA account, My Service Canada account. There may be some details there on the government website. Just put in, I think if you Googled, because I sort of have a URL here, but it's if you Google EI sickness benefits, you should be able to find that. And also, importantly, if you know anybody that's away, the border is going to be closed. First of all, the border was closed on Monday to all travelers, but it sounds like the U.S., Canada-U.S. border is closing to all non-essential persons. And I would assume essential is anybody driving a truck or a train or anything to get across, plus you know, those that are on their emergency detail right now. And I think that would probably include troops, because I've got a feeling, this is just a hunch, that sooner rather than later, the military is going to be directly involved in this. That would be if the Emergency Measures Act is passed. It used to be called the War Measures Act. Those are old enough. Remember that the last time it was enacted was in 1970 by, ironically, Justin's father. But it was a much different situation. This is global, as opposed to, we'll get into that some other time. The stocks in the U.S. have rebounded. I didn't get too much on that story, but there was a $1 trillion stimulus package appeared. I'm not sure how long that stick is going to prop things up. That's just me sort of waxing on and opining with a bit of opinion there. Trump has is very determined to not affect trade because, well, everything is just seesawing up and down at this point. And yeah, I didn't know this, but like, there's 200,000 people daily go back and forth to the U.S. And some insurance companies have come out and said, no, we're not going to, we're not going to pay for your treatment for COVID-19. I don't have any specific companies, but it's trending. No names were named, but it's, we're not going to pay some. So thanks, insurance companies. Yeah, it's really hard to keep sort of opinion and fact separate in this case. It's like, so that's another thing. But hopefully those that are out and about, I know we have some international listeners, come home soon if you can, but stay safe. That is number one, absolutely. Anyway, I am going to try and connect with Mayor Cam Guthrie, and I will be back shortly. This is the CFRU News here on CFRU 93.3 FM. And I'm now joined on the line by Mayor Cam Guthrie, who is in transit, if I got it right. Cam, are you there?
I am. I'm here, yes.
Good to talk to you, Cam. So I guess it goes without saying this is possibly the most hectic week you've had on council so far. Can you tell us a bit about, and people have been following you on Twitter, obviously, but in terms of the nuts and bolts of what's going on, some people I think may be a bit confused as to whether the city is in an emergency state right now. We know the province is for sure, but tell us what's going on at City Hall for you these days.
Well, it's a lot of it's just a lot of trying to figure things out. I will give a lot of credit to the executive team and the CAO and all the staff, including, our frontline staff, that are meeting and trying to figure things out and what the next steps are. And I think one of the big issues is that we're in the chain of command, we're sort of always reacting to the decisions of both the federal and the provincial government. And so as much as we're trying to put things in place on our end on a daily basis, we as much as we get prepared for those, it can sometimes minutes later be changed because of what the province and the federal government is announcing. And usually those announcements are, and they have been, fine. But it just means we have to react over and over and over and over again. We are meeting, when I say the word we, I mean the city in general, the staff. I am a part of some meetings, but not part of others. But we have what's called an Emergency Operations Center that's been created. with a core group of people that are running that center, and they're meeting every day at 9:30.
And has that been working out of City Hall, or are you at like some remote undisclosed location?
No,
the bunker. Are you in the bunker? No, you're not in the bunker yet. No.
It's at City Hall. Although over the weekend we did meet at the fire station, so it just depends on where it is. But mostly it's at City Hall, and our staff then are debriefing with each other about what's happening, and then making decisions as a group as to what the next steps are for the health and safety of not only the city but City Hall staff too.
And have I got it right that the mayors of the province had sort of an online conference with Doug Ford, or with each other, or both?
Yes, yesterday at, I think it was 4:30, there was a scheduled teleconference call between all the heads of council across the province, and ministers Stephen Clark of Municipal Affairs, and also Deputy Premier and Minister of Health Christine Elliott, and also the Medical Officer for Ontario as well. And so we had that meeting with an update from them as to what they're doing, and then we were able to, with only some time allotted to it, we were able to then ask questions. I didn't get a chance to ask a question, although I was in line, because a bunch of other mayors got ahead of me. But
that's a lot of mayors, isn't it? It must be upwards of like 100 mayors. Like, what is the total number of mayors in the province? Or I guess it wasn't everybody, but...
Well, there's 444 municipalities.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know how many mayors there are, but there's a lot of municipalities.
So hard to get airtime, but I mean, we will eventually, obviously, so... In terms of other things going on in the city, you're obviously in transit right now, and probably I'm going to hazard, I guess you haven't slept too much. Have you been in, I guess you've been in touch with public health and...
Oh, yes.
I was just going to say, is there anything to report?
Or at least I'm getting updates from them through my staff. Yeah, so they're, of course, busy doing their thing, and we're taking... we're taking cues and direction from them. We tend to be spokespeople for them and for what decisions are being made to make sure that we're getting the message out to everybody.
Right. And you had said in the media, like currently there are, I guess, three counselors in varying degrees of isolation. I think they're all in self-isolation from traveling and other reasons. But you'd also said that the business of council will continue on. Now, this month's meeting was obviously canceled. I guess it's not really some question, but some people are wondering as to how council continues in certain circumstances like this. Does it get kind of turned over to city staff, or is it the incident response team, or how do the wheels keep turning that aren't necessarily COVID related?
Yes, so as the head of council, I am allowed to, direct a little bit in regards to the scheduling of whether or not we have meetings or we cancel them, which is the decision I made on my own as the head of council to cancel the March 23rd workshop meeting and the March 30th council meeting. As we get closer into April, I'll also be deciding whether or not we continue with those. However, on the phone call that we had yesterday with the ministers, they did indicate that they were going to be tabling some legislation. And I actually heard rumors that it might be today. That I haven't seen it yet, but it will be to allow municipal councils to further city business and do city business and communicate over teleconference. So I'm just waiting for that legislation to come forward so I can understand what the impact would be for us.
Right, so it's a bit of a wait and see, but yeah, I guess the legislation is coming fast and furious from all levels. So I noticed I can't remember the address, but I had noticed on Twitter that you're obviously being a bit overwhelmed with requests for info, but you did give something in terms of where people could reach you if they had a comment or inquiry. Was that your mayor email? I didn't want to give it out unless, without your permission, obviously, but...
Oh, no, it's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. It's mayor@guelph.ca. But, the reality is that, as I said to you, I'm trying to say to everybody, I really am the spokesperson. You know, I'm there to sort of funnel through and be a conduit from decision makers and from public health and other agencies to tell the city what's happening. So a lot of the information is readily available at the Wellington, Dufferin, Guelph public health site or at guelph.ca. And there's a red banner there that they can click, and it takes them to all of the information that's required. And, of course, I'm putting out as much as I can through my social media feeds. But, you know, I'm absolutely willing to try to answer some questions if people need me at Mayor. It's Mayor at Guelph.ca.
Excellent. Well, Cam, thanks a lot for taking the time out of your obviously extremely busy day to join us. Really appreciate it. And, of course, we'll be following you on Twitter, among others. And and maybe some point in the future, we can get in touch again and give us a bit of a fresher update on what's going on.
Well, absolutely. Anytime, you know, the media partners such as yourself and others, they're an important piece amongst all that we're doing. So anytime if you want to have me available, I'm more than happy to come on anytime to keep everyone up to date.
Excellent, Cam. Thanks very much.
Okay, take care.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
That was Mayor Cam Guthrie giving us a bit of an update in transit as to what's going on in and around town. He's obviously, the mayor of any city these days could be some of the busiest people along with the health department and various other partners that are looking after the issues of the COVID-19 crisis. I'm going to take a bit of a break now. And I'll be back in short order. You're listening to the CFRU News here on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. Stick to the beat, never stop, all night and all day. Keep on moving till it happens, don't give up until it starts to go. And that's the Soul Motivators. That's new into the station. I think we probably all need a bit of soul motivation these days. And that album is called Do the Damn Thing. And I think there's a lot of people out there feeling that everybody, well, there are a lot of people, first of all, doing the damn thing, but there's let's get this damn thing done. Anyway, I'm pleased to be joined on the line by Graham McNaughton of the Guelph Mercury Tribune. Graham, are you there? Hello, Graham.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, there we go. How are you today?
I'm doing okay. It's been a pretty busy couple of days, and I imagine that's not letting up anytime soon.
Oh, exactly. That's why I wanted to get in touch with you, because, you know, as a person in the news, you always say to yourself, oh, you know, just whatever. But this is probably unprecedented for anybody, well, everybody, really, in terms of the story of Lifetime. And I noticed on Twitter that it looked like the end of your day was a very long day yesterday. All right, so are you working from the office? You've been out and about, or a bit of both?
I'm mostly working from home. I have been out and about a little bit, but I am trying to work from home as much as possible.
Because it must be so difficult for reporters out there, and I've seen a lot of versions of that. Somebody delivering the newscast from their yard because they were in isolation, because they were away. But also probably the most sort of Skyping in and people phoning in probably record numbers. And I think it's going to be the new normal, at least for a while, and something we're all going to have to get used to.
Yeah, definitely. I know there was a friend of mine from up in Yellowknife, from when he used to work there. And he's a CBC reporter up there and trying to do the newscast from his home. And, you know, his kids are coming into the shot and all that. But it's one of those things that while we still need to get the information out and get the news out, we need to be safe too. And, you know, if everyone else is needing to stay at home as much as possible, you know, we're in the same boat. We need to practice that ourselves, because if we get sick, then, you know, like, someone needs to be out there to, you know, tell, you know, pass the news along, tell the stories of what's going on. So we need to stay healthy too.
Oh, absolutely. So in terms of today and in we'll call it COVID news, at least what would you say is today's top breaking story, or at least the freshest news? Because we seem to be getting a lot of some of their stimulus. There's this and that, but is there anything sort of out there that people need to know that hasn't quite hit the radar yet? Or I guess I'm not looking for a scoop, but I was just curious if there was something today where you said, "Oh, wow, this is happening," as opposed to just the usual, wash your hands and all of that stuff.
Well, I think that, the stuff from this morning, the stimulus and the border closing, more or less, I think that was expected. I think the big one that's going to be coming down the pipeline is both Honda and Ford have announced that they're shutting down North American operations, and at least as far as Guelph is concerned, I think that could spell some trouble for Linamar.
Oh, definitely.
In the short term.
Yep.
So I'm expecting something's going to come out of there soon, and there's a bit in there, could very well be a big ripple effect from that. Fingers crossed this is short term, but we're going to have to wait and see. As you said, these updates are coming very quickly, so who knows where we're going to be, even an hour from now.
Oh, for sure. And sort of as a contrast to that, I was wondering, because news has in some ways been erased. Some things, I guess anybody that was hoping to do a big reveal or release of something in the past little while, everything from movies on up has just been absolutely flattened. What would you say is the top non-COVID news story today that you've heard about? Just in the interest of balance.
There's still non-COVID news?
Yeah, there's got to be at least one story. I don't think it's the Pokemon and Magic stuff getting stolen, which is a good story. I just happened to see that before airtime. It's like, wow, of course robberies are still going on. But in terms of other things, what have you heard?
At least around town here, it's turning, it feels like it's all Corona all the time.
Yeah.
And it has definitely enveloped different facets of people's lives. The arts community's been hit hard by this, business community's been hit hard. As far as news outside of that, there is still little bits that you see of daily life going on as normal, like as bad as some of these police briefs that come out.
Yeah.
It is still, it is life as normal, whether we like that part or not. There is these little things that sort of trickle out, but as far as big news stories, I'm not sure I've come across of anything, but I feel like I've been tuned in pretty hardcore to the COVID-19 stuff as of late.
I've
definitely been keeping an ear out for other things, because life does go on and we need to tell those stories too.
Oh, for sure. But I guess with the suspension of sports and the suspension of most entertainment live and the movies, it's like there probably is this yawing gap to fill. So of course it's pretty easy to fill with COVID things. So and in terms of your just newsroom in general, it's other than you're working at home and people working remotely, it's fairly business as usual, and we can expect the usual from the Mercury Tribune. Is that?
You're not
shutting anything down. Obviously, it's just going to keep on going, and you'll work remotely. And
yeah, as far as I'm going to keep doing my job. As far as the print product,
getting at. Yeah, is the print product going to disappear? Probably.
As far as I know, going as normal, but with where this thing is going, we'll have to see. I was going to say, if it does come to that, I think we really need to start looking at other ways that we can get the news out, because not everyone has the internet, or at least reliable access to the internet, especially with facilities like city facilities being shut down, which for a lot of people was their sole spot where they could access the internet. So I think we'll have to start looking at other ways, whether it's us as the Mercury Tribune or just the media in Guelph in general, if, we kind of need to work collaboratively on getting stuff out.
Yes, this is nice, because I don't think we've actually had anybody on before from the Mercury Tribune or other media in town, except Guelph Politico, but he's kind of embedded here, so he comes with the furniture. But we may indeed need to do that, and that's something that we are trying to do here on the scale that we do. So I hope we can, maybe not necessarily coordinate a bit, but relay anything that really needs to get out there through here for as long as we can, because we're not sure whether the university is going to stay open yet. So
yeah,
But anyway, I'll let you go because you're a busy fella. Everybody is these days. But thanks so much for joining us, Graham. And hopefully stay in touch. And we'll follow each other on Twitter. And yeah, it's great to hear from you. Thanks so much.
Yeah, happy to join you and hope to be back on soon.
Great. Thanks a lot.
All right. Have a good one.
Take care.
All right. Bye now.
That was Graham McNaughton from the Guelph Mercury Tribune giving us a little bit of an update of what's going on in and around town in the world, I guess, from a reporter's perspective. It's getting, well, not getting odd, but we've always had people who do sort of remote reports, but I've noticed it more and more in the things we've been watching. It's different when you're listening to it, but when you're watching something, it's like everybody is beaming in, everybody is sitting that distance apart from the Democrat debate to the to if there's a newscast with two newsreaders, there's a gap between them, and I think it's one of those things in the future. And I don't know if we'll have to maintain it in the future, but at least for the immediate future, when you see it, you'll say, oh, that must be from 2020 because everybody's standing apart from each other. And just to reiterate again, that's something that's very important. Social distances. First of all, I should mention I took the bus this morning because it just happened by and I noticed it was virtually empty. And Adam Dolan and I were talking yesterday about how it was going to work, and the bus pulled up and the side doors opened up and I got on. There were literally two other people on this bus. Now, it was a little bit early this morning because I'm trying to keep my own social distance by starting work early and leaving early so I can come and compile a show for you good people. And it was really, really weird. Lots of folks out there saying that everything feels like a movie. It really does feel like a movie. That was one of the most common comments, I think, for those of us that remember 9/11. It was the same thing where people in New York that saw the towers coming, it's like a movie. Or also those of us that were around when SARS hit. I was in Toronto on one of the SARS days to pick somebody up. And it was like this. But that was just Toronto because SARS was hitting Toronto and everywhere else was just sort of functioning. What's that old song that was it the Smiths? Every day is like Sunday. It's like Sunday, but also Christmas out there. But there are businesses that are still open. Please, whatever you're thinking about going to, check in advance. Because I saw a row of signs at Wellington Plaza there. Stores are varying degrees of open. Not to name any names, but the very reliable Shortstop is always open. They all have varying degrees of hours and procedures and processes to whether they will even let you in. There's some things are being passed through doors. I saw the pet place and at the pharmacy. So you need to check before you go out as to what's going on rather than just showing up and hoping that things are open. Grocery stores are open. If you're a hoarder, you need to stop doing that right now. I saw a bit with Doug Ford today talking about toilet paper, and he's like, oh, well, I don't get the toilet paper thing. He's not alone. I think a lot of us don't get the toilet paper thing. They're making it. If there's anything that they're making daily, there'll be a shortage of, it's toilet paper. There was some talk the other day about the temporary foreign worker program and how that's going to be affected, because if there's anything that may affect the future, the majority of stuff in this province, at least food stuff that's picked or in greenhouses, the people that do that are not from Canada. They are come in on a program called the temporary foreign worker program. And there's a seasonal agricultural worker program where people come in and do that. Borders are closed. There is some questions what's happening. I'm giving you the story, but please don't panic, because there's currently lots of stuff out there. You just need to look a little bit, call ahead if you can. I know phone lines are busy, and check websites to make sure what places are open and closed before you head out, because you want to keep your social distance. As I said to Adam yesterday about certain things that are have entered the nomenclature, social distancing is one of them. We're going to have a whole pile of them before this is done, folks. Okay, so I'm just going to take another short break, but I will be back in a moment. like that song. Some of you are probably out there scratching your heads going, why is Hertz playing a Christmas album? It's because it was in the playing locally pile, and it is not actually differentiated as a Christmas album until you read the notes, and it says, Almost a Full Moon by Hawksley Workman is a recording celebrating Christmas, community, family, food, and singing. So I guess the tie-in as to what's going on is that, as said earlier, that there's a bit of a Christmas feel out there without the joy, obviously. So that's me with a bit of a stretch trying to work in why I played a Christmas album by, well, not mistake. I mean, it is in the playing locally pile. And as a continuation from that, Hawksley Workman and Sarah Sleen were supposed to play the River Run Center among countless others, and including other events, private events, such as the dance competitions that you probably have seen. If you don't go to them, if you've been driving past, you will see tons of people on some weekends going to and from dance competitions, all canceled. It is all quiet. So I'm going to, I wasn't able to get in touch with my third guest. So I'm going to run down the big list of closures and cancellations. Compliments of our friends at the Daily Mercury Tribune. I hope they don't mind me doing this, but I'm just going to do it because I'm just going to tell you what's closed. So the hospital is tightening their rules on visitations. So most people, and I think that means everyone, virtually will not be allowed to visit the building unless there are exceptional circumstances, and you'll be limited to one visitor at a time per patient. I've been in and out of the general to visit people when, let's say, quarantine procedures have been on, but that's usually flu, and it is quite the procedure, including gowning up and certain ways you go in and out of a room. And I've got a feeling that's probably going to be initiated to some degree. I should make guarantees on these things, but I would almost guarantee you that that's what's going to happen. What else? City Hall and Provincial Offenses Court are closed to the public until April 5th, until there are further changes or developments related to COVID-19. As we know, I took the bus this morning, so transit's on. Water, thankfully. Wastewater, thankfully. Waste collection is going to continue. And I guess the public drop-off of the dump is still the dump. We still call it the dump? No, waste transfer, a.k.a. the dump, is still open. As Mayor Guthrie mentioned earlier, city council meetings scheduled for the 23rd and 30th are canceled. City staff who may need to go to your premises or private property won't be visiting unless it's an emergency. So building inspections, permits, bylaw enforcement, water meter replacements, all on hold for now. If you were looking to get a police records check for your whatever you're doing, for everything that is closed, if you're a coach or something, that's closed till April 5th. And the Guelph Police are requesting that people who, unless it's urgent, screaming urgency, you can't deal with it over the phone, you can't call the police and talk to them or email or what have you, do not go to the police station unless you absolutely have to go to the police station. I would add to that, don't hesitate to go to the police station if there is a bona fide problem. And of course, there's always 911, which is probably ringing off the hook these days. The Humane Society is closed until April 5th. They're open for emergencies, animal emergencies, and they can provide emergency boarding of pets. Say, for example, somebody is in the hospital, evicted. I thought evictions were on hold. I could be wrong on that, or arrested. But anyway, they'll still take a pet in, it sounds like, if you find one or an animal. As you know, Ontario has declared a state of emergency. Restaurants, bars, and social gathering places were closed on St. Patrick's Day. Absolutely unprecedented. I hope you were able to enjoy some of the online stuff that went on St. Patrick's Day. I somehow, for the first time in a long time, did not have an Irish beverage on St. Patrick's Day. So I've marked a little note that, you know, note. You owe yourself one. You can still get takeout, though, most places. Like I said, please call. and you'll know by the phone call whether you can get takeout there or not. Public events, which were initially 250 people, it's events over 50 people now, are banned until March 30th. And like I said, I was talking about the hospital before, the general has canceled all elective services and is restricting visitors. Tests, procedures, and surgeries canceled for 2 weeks. People that are affected need to will be contacted by the hospital, so your tests will be postponed. Visiting restricted, and the new hours are from 2 to 8. That's almost back to what visiting hours used to be at the general. It used to just be the afternoon. It's a four-hour window. And they say you should go to the main entrance because the Delhi Street entrance, which is the other entrance, is closed. In quotes, it says, for the foreseeable future, the hospital recognizes exemptions may be need to be made to visiting restrictions for close relatives of a terminally ill patient or somebody who is near the end of life. CMHA Waterloo Wellington has moved all appointments, groups, and children's walk-in services to the phone and online. AD Waterloo is open for people who need injections or are in crisis. The sites in Fergus and Mount Forest are remaining open. The Guelph Chamber of Commerce is closed until further notice. Lloyd Longfeld has closed his office, but he can still be reached by phone or email. And you check him out on social media as well, as we do. Guelph Tourism closed. Libraries, rec centers, pools closed until early April. Like I mentioned before about permits, city permits. Public services such as building permits will continue. This is a bit of contrary information there, but that's okay. Evergreen Seniors closed until April 30th. Elliott Long-Term Care Facility is closed to the public. Guelph Wellington Seniors Association has suspended all face-to-face programs and activities, and that was effective March 15th. All the clubs, GWSA clubs that meet out of the West End Community Center, the Silver Skaters, the Ski Club. Well, I guess the Ski Club is still meeting, even though there's no snow. They're not meeting anyway. CSS Eat Well, CSS Move Well, CSS Outreach, and the travel trips for March and April. The travel trips. So the trip you're going on is canceled. I would assume that you know that by now. There's a reduced Metrolinx schedule, which you can find at Metrolinx or just Google the Go train and other services to go off and find out, but everything is on a reduced service. And I take it if you're taking that services, you should probably keep your social distance. The Guelph Tool Library, one of my personal favorite things in the neighborhood, in my neighborhood, because I can walk there out of Tytler School. Love them very much. They're taking a 3-week hiatus, probably for the best. All Wellington County Child Care and Learning Centers will be closed on March 18th for the foreseeable future. All the bookings out of the Wellington County Libraries and the Museum are canceled to April 30th. April 30th, not March 30th, April 30th. And as I'd mentioned before, the Humane Society is closed to the public until April 5th. Sleeman Center closed till April 30th. River Run, the same April 30th. Kazoo, the last Kazoo Festival, is postponed until the fall. I'm not sure of the dates, but if you Google Kazoo Fest Guelph, you can find out. That is a show that is near and dear to our hearts here at CFRU, because a lot of us involved over the years back and forth, and we're also a sponsor. We love them so much, and we will all be there in the fall when this is over. Grand River Conservation Authority has closed all nature centers, all natural centers, so if you were looking to get out and about, that is not going to happen. You'll need to do that by other means. Drayton Entertainment, which is very popular with people in Guelph, they've canceled all their scheduled shows, so the Canadian way. Cambridge Butterfly Conservatory is closed. Tiny Town Children's Discovery Center is closed. Grand River Raceway and Casino is closed. Good Life and Fit for Less gyms closed until further notice. There's a brand new gym opened at the corner of Wellington and Gordon Street, F45, very closed. But I guess they're sort of delaying their opening. They had just opened. I feel sorry for them. But North End Harvest Market on hiatus till April 8th. Stone Road Mall is operating at reduced hours. Bookshelf closed till further notice. Farmers Market closed till April the 5th. In terms of, oh my goodness, this list is long. I'm almost at the bottom. And by the time I hit the bottom, it will be time for me to leave. So I'm just going to keep on going here. The Kiwanis Sports Celebrity Dinner on May 20th is postponed. Anyone's purchased tickets will be refunded. You can Google Kiwanis Club of Guelph. and find out. University of Guelph has canceled all classes and all face-to-face classes for the rest of the semester. So the people that are sitting out in the hall, I'm not sure why you're still there, but you should probably just go home or go wherever you're supposed to be. The university has said it will leave it up to faculty best to decide how to proceed with courses and exams. So I would assume that there's not very many students listening at present. And if you are, I think you know what's going on. In fact, I'm going to try and get in touch with a student to see just what the heck is going on. Maybe not necessarily a University of Guelph student, but somebody to come on and talk about how all of this is happening, considering we've gone from like, well, some courses are online to all the courses will be, I'm saying online, but it's not necessarily online. It's like non-face-to-face. So we'll see. I don't know if it's a bunch of letters or telegrams. It may come to that. College Royal, which we were a part of, and our open house is closed and not happening. The station actually is closed, but we do have the skeleton crew in, of which I'm on right now. Rinks and sporting activities closed to the public. All staff weren't required to be on location or asked to stay home. March break, arts explain. Yeah, all the March break camps are canceled. So I'll just do that as a blanket statement. The UN International Day for Elimination of Racial Discrimination scheduled for March 21st, put on hold. Emerge Eagle Market canceled. Trillium Waldorf canceled. All schools canceled. The Resilience Festival canceled. Friday prayers at the Muslim Society. Guelph Sikh Society has canceled its Sunday services until further notice. All Anglican services. Guelph Soccer has suspended everything. The Breezy Breakfast is closed, so I guess the Breezy Brothers will be having breakfast somewhere else. One of them is definitely having breakfast in isolation. And shout out to you, Phil. Stay well, 100%. Phil Alt, friend of the station, and we were on a show many, many moons ago. So I'm glad you're back. Glad everyone's back. And also Nature Guelph, or everyone that's back is coming back. Please come back. Nature Guelph has suspended all programs until further notice. Woo! I got through that whole list. I don't believe it. It is a long list and ever expanding. I think it's probably safe to assume that things are closed right now. Most things are closed. Not everything, but some things. Like I said, you need to check the internet, either the Mercury, the Today, the city pages will tell you what is open and closed. There are things that are still open. And I should mention in terms of the downtown as well, there are lots of the smaller businesses in the downtown that are open. Some are on reduced hours. A lot of them are on reduced hours, but they are still slugging it and still trying to make a living. And I would support them if you can, like I said, while keeping all the hygiene precautions in order and keeping up your spirits, because damn it, sorry, I'm not supposed to swear on the air, but I'm telling you, it has been so hard. The those of you that are swearers, it's probably amped up to about 11 at this point, so it's been really challenging for me. So something slipped out a little bit there, but I think it's gonna be okay. So anyway, this has been the CFRU daily news update at 4 p.m. We're going to try and maintain this for as long as we can, seeing circumstances may change, and they have been changing from day to day. So we may not be able to do this to the degree that we have been. But stay tuned to CFRU 93.3 for up-to-date information when we get it and if we can get it. And we will let you know whether we are not going to get it. There will be regular programming going on for as long as we can. And we also have the capacity to do a lot of things remotely, and that will be taken care of by the absolutely wonderful staff here who have been keeping this machine running and keeping local and getting that out to you. So my name is Scotty Hertz. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm hoping to be here tomorrow. I'm going to say yes for now. I'll let you know via the channels as to whether I will not be here tomorrow. And those channels are, you can find me on Facebook at Scotty Hertz. All of my station stuff is public. I'm on Twitter at Scotty Hertz. My email address, which I don't normally give out, but I'm going to these days, Scotty Hertz, all one word, at bell.net. Also, if you want to contact the station. Or no, I was going to say you should visit the station's website for info on us at www.cfru.ca. Thanks for tuning in. Take the utmost of care, folks. Please follow the rules that are out there. Can you tell I'm almost completely exhausted? I'm so tired. Anyway, as I always say at the end of our show, I'm going to say it on this show. Take care, folks. So we will talk to you tomorrow, hopefully.